Okay, so Alexander, we have some news coming from the Trump White House. And once again, this is via John Solomon from Just the News. And Solomon is reporting via multiple sources that we are going to have a foot-high stack of Russiagate and Obamagate documents, and they're going to be released. Solomon is estimating that we should have these out by around Monday. The Monday time frame. So, what do you make of this latest news? We've been waiting for these documents, and we've been covering the Russia Gate, Obama Gate, Ukraine Gate, all those stories very, very much in our time on as a channel. This has been probably the bulk of our videos has been set, have been centered around this this subject. So, I'm very interested to see these documents. But I'm also very upset because I also think we're not going to get to any of the indictments that we've been wanting, and everything's going to get buried. But nonetheless, at least we'll get something, I guess.
I agree. Now, can I just say, I mean, one has to have deep forebodings now about what's going to happen to all the investigations of the investigators. I mean, with the Democrats now in control of the Senate, there's not going to be any more investigations of Russiagate-related matters in the Senate. So the Senate investigations, to the extent that they still continued, are going to close down. And of course, with the head of wind that's now been blowing in relation to the events on the 6th of January, I have to say that I think the chances of the Durham investigation even continuing, let alone reaching any kind of outcome, even if there was an actual desire on the part of Durham to achieve any kind of outcome in terms of indictments, there must be a huge question mark over that. But that doesn't mean this isn't an important issue. We've just done a program in which we discussed how utterly ludicrous this latest impeachment is. I've done another program in my own channel, which is going to come out shortly, in which I say that it's not only ludicrous, it's also unconstitutional. These issues that we are talking about in Russiagate were extremely serious indeed. This is real misconduct, real malpractice that we are talking about. Now, it is a tragedy that this process of declassification has taken as long as it should have done. It ought to have been completed, not just last year, but arguably in 2019. There was an initial decision by Donald Trump, if you remember, back in 2019, to declassify documents. Nothing came of it. Nothing came of it in 2020 and the run-up to the election. Nothing came of it during the election. Nothing came about of it in the days after the election. We've now apparently had to wait to the very last days of Donald Trump's time in the White House for us finally to see these documents. And that is a tragedy. We mustn't let these documents simply become historic and put them aside and lose sight of them because they do relate to actions and events that took place contemporaneously with people involved who are still important in politics now. Now, having said all of this, John Solomon has given us some clues as to what some of these documents will contain. And they are, in fact, remarkable and extraordinary revelations. Some of them I think we can deal with, we can touch on quickly, though, of course, we will see more details when things begin to come out, when the documents themselves begin to come out. But firstly, it seems that the FBI learnt and were told by Christopher Steele that he started talking to the media and started publishing extracts from his dossier to the media, pushing the dossier to the media, especially after Comey reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's misuse of an email server shortly before the 2016 election. So that demonstrates that Christopher Steele was acting entirely on Hillary Clinton's behalf. I mean, we've always known that, but this is conclusive evidence of this. The FBI had it. The FBI, in theory, sacked him as a source. In practice, as we know, they set up this extraordinarily elaborate procedure whereby he continued to talk to people in the Justice Department, who then continued to pass on his information to the FBI. So the FBI knew then conclusively that Steele had a political agenda, that he was opposed to Trump, that he was loyal to Clinton. So they knew that before the, well, they should have known that before the November 2016 election. They certainly knew it shortly after. We also learn that Christopher Steele was contacted by none other than Fiona Hill. Remember her? She was one of the witnesses in the impeachment proceedings last year against Donald Trump. And it seems it was Fiona Hill who put Christopher Steele in touch with Igor Danchenko, who is was the conduit whereby all this gossip came from this lady in Cyprus, which is the major part of the Steele dossier. So Fiona Hill, who was subsequently a person working in Donald Trump's National Security Council and was a witness against him in the impeachment, also appears to have had some role in the creation of Christopher Steele's dossier. I'm not saying a direct role, but certainly she seems to have had some role in the creation of that dossier, which begs many questions. It also shows, by the way, that Christopher Steele did not rely on sources, his own sources in Russia. He was having to be provided with sources by people like Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill is, of course, British, as is Christopher Steele. So if there's a connection, a British connection, well, you have some evidence of that there. Then there is the issue of spying. And here again, if you remember, back in 2019, Attorney General Barr talked about spying having taken place, and there was a huge amount of controversy about that. And people said it was completely inappropriate for Barr to talk about spying. And there's been no evidence that the FBI had been spying on Donald Trump or on his campaign team. And in fact, apparently, there is now information about the direct written instructions that the FBI gave to Stefan Halper. And Stefan Halper was explicitly instructed by the FBI to infiltrate the Trump campaign, to contact people like Clovis, who was the senior Trump aide, and of course, George Papadopoulos, and to spy on them on behalf of the FBI and to inform about them. So now we can say conclusively that spying did in fact take place. So we have an accumulation of evidence that's beginning to come together, which shows that all kinds of things were going on within the FBI in 2016, 2017, and that this whole episode was far more concerted than the FBI has ever admitted. Now, it fleshes out things that we always suspected. It doesn't answer every mystery. I suspect that we've still got unanswered questions about, say, Joseph Mifsud. But we can see a pattern of Democratic Party operatives or people connected to the Democratic Party who are actively working in order to try and undermine Donald Trump.
Right. Here's what Just the News says about these documents. The release will support claims that the entire Russia narrative was created and leaked to the news media to upstage concerns over Hillary Clinton's email scandal. So in essence, just to summarize everything, the whole thing was completely made up in order to protect Hillary Clinton. In other words, the United States of America went through 4 years, three and a half, 4 years of investigation hell, wasted money on all these lawyers that Mueller decided to appoint, trials, investigations, news media smears, censorship, deplatforming, sabotaging international relations and foreign policy initiatives, all of it just to protect Hillary Clinton's email scandals, which to me signifies that Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, then is guilty of something. She must be hiding something if they created all this fuss just to help her out. And it also shows what a banana republic the United States of America has devolved into. And going off of that note, while we're speaking about banana republics, it's so crazy and so ridiculous, Alexander, that you have James Comey now coming out and saying that Biden should pardon Trump. Here is what James Comey wrote on Jack Dorsey's soon-to-be bankrupt social network. He said, "Donald Trump belongs in jail. Ex-FBI Director Comey says while he obviously believes the president should be in jail, he doesn't think pursuing that is in the best interests of the American people, adding Joe Biden should consider pardoning Donald Trump." Oh, how nice of James Comey. He said that in a video, actually, and I'm repeating it to you from a Newsnight reference of that video. So how nice of James Comey. How magnanimous of James Comey and of Joe Biden if he decides to pardon Trump. Pardon Trump for what? For being the target of a witch hunt? For being spied on? The whole United States being hoaxed? But no one will end up indicted. No one.
Well, indeed, can I just say something? I mean, first of all, I have always asked this question. What criminal offense has Donald Trump committed that people say which he should be prosecuted for? I mean, the latest one that people have come up with, which is this incitement allegation in connection with the events on 6 January, the legal consensus is that he cannot be prosecuted on that basis, that any prosecution based on that basis would collapse. So what else is there? Absolutely nothing is the short answer. By the way, and just for completeness's sake, I should say that even the impeachment report issued by the House of Representatives, the Democrat-drafted impeachment report, deals with some of these issues and the problems about the incitement claim, which shows that even the Democrats deep down understand that he cannot be prosecuted on that basis. And I do ask myself why Comey is bringing up this issue of Joe Biden not prosecuting or not pursuing any action against Donald Trump. Is it that some kind of quid pro quo may be under discussion? Maybe what Comey is looking for, it's not so much protecting Donald Trump as protecting himself in some ways. I don't know. I'm not going to pursue that because I really don't know. But this business of prosecuting Donald Trump is a phantom. There is no reality to it. Now, let's go back to the Russiagate and all the business about the hoax and why it was fabricated and all of these things. There is some evidence, according to John Solomon. I haven't seen this. I don't know to what this is. Extent this is true, that the thing that Hillary Clinton was concerned about and what may have triggered this whole Russiagate thing is that there is some evidence that a foreign government, not identified, apparently obtained information from her private server. Now that is a very serious matter indeed, given that her use of a private server while Secretary of State was, of course, against the law of the United States. So it may be that that is what she is, you know, people around her, maybe herself, were trying to conceal. Now, we also have this report, another report, this came out some weeks ago, that the CIA advised Barack Obama and advised the FBI that they had information from Russian intelligence. We don't know how that was obtained. We don't know what, whether this is true or not, about what Russian intelligence was thinking, but that Russian intelligence believed, had information, that Hillary Clinton gave a positive instruction to start the whole Russiagate scandal in order to cover up or distract attention or divert attention away from the burgeoning scandal around her misuse of a private server for her emails. Now, can I say that if that is so, if that turns out to be true, had Hillary Clinton been elected in November 2016, and had that fact been exposed, in my opinion, that would most certainly have been an impeachable matter. I say that because I've explained at extraordinary lengths, both how the impeachment that was brought against Donald Trump last year and the impeachment that has been brought against Donald Trump this year has no actual basis. But Hillary Clinton activating a whole scandal and a whole false investigation of Donald Trump and his campaign team in order to secure election as president of the United States. Had that been shown to have been true, had that been what actually happened, and had she been elected president on that basis and allowed investigations to proceed in that way, that would, in my opinion, have been a serious matter, a high crime and misdemeanor, which would have justified impeachment. So just think about that. That is what we're talking about. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to push back on that because, fine, if she had been elected, she wasn't elected, and they still carried on with Russiagate, and then they morphed Russiagate into Ukrainegate. And after that impeachment, they decided to now go into this latest thing that they have, this January 6th thing, to do a second impeachment. So she lost. They still continued with it. They didn't only continue with Russiagate. They ramped it up to level 100 on a scale of 1 to 10. And, you know, Trump and his White House, whoever advises him, really screwed it up. And the Republicans really screwed it up. They just don't know how to fight. Or they just don't want to fight on purpose. Maybe this is all a charade and they're doing this on purpose. But the fact that he declassifies this now, 4 or 5 days before he leaves office, who gives an F? I mean, really, no one's going to care. The media is not even going to report on this. They're going to bury this in much the same way they did with this. This will be even easier to bury than the Hunter stuff. Real easy for them. And that'll be that. And no one on the left is going to even believe you. My God, Obama would never have done this. They're going to say, Saint Obama? Never. And that's going to be that. So, you know, he had Trump in his White House and Kushner and Ivanka and all the people he has working there, and Sessions, who was the attorney general, and then Barr. All the people he had there had multiple chances to declassify all this crap. They could have pardoned Assange as well. They could have pardoned Snowden. They could have gotten them to the U.S., and they could have divulged all the information as to what was going on. Assange could have told us who exactly his sources were, or he could have hinted at it. I know he doesn't want to reveal his source, but he could have elaborated on things. But they did nothing. And I'm pissed off. And that's going to be that.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. But I mean, that is true. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't make these points. Now, You're absolutely right. I think there's going to be a concerted move now over the next couple of months, and weeks and years to bury this story. And I'm afraid it's going to succeed. I can't see Durham
doing
anything very much. I'm not even sure that Durham will remain special counsel for very long. I mean, if they allow him to. I mean, I don't really see that is going to happen. There will be books and there will be articles written about this, which a few people will read.
If
Amazon wants to sell them, exactly. And those who go on talking about it will be talked about as, you know, obsessive nutters and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's, I'm afraid, in a sense, a battle lost. However, that doesn't make these revelations intrinsically unimportant, if only because they show so much about the way Washington works nowadays. The fact that the FBI allowed itself to be used, or was willed itself to be used as a political instrument, conducting a politicized investigation against what a presidential candidate, which it had accumulating information, was groundless. We also now know the lengths to which some political leaders, Hillary Clinton and her team, are prepared to go, and the kind of things they're prepared to do. I mean, that is quite a revelation in itself. I mean, it shows a cynicism and a ruthlessness about the American political process, which is really, really disturbing and very remarkable. And we also now know conclusively the extent to which the political class, despite the labels that some of its members carry, work as a team. Because, of course, when you talk about people like Sessions, when you talk about people like Christopher Wray, when you talk about people like Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, remember, is a registered Republican. When you talk about the people in the Senate and in Congress, they all knew by the summer of 2017, at the very latest, that there was no truth to these allegations about Donald Trump having colluded with Russia. And yet they let them run on and on and on. This is not because Republicans don't know how to fight. It's because they were not happy with Donald Trump and were not at all keen on him remaining president. They wanted to hobble him and his administration. And to be truthful, they succeeded. They succeeded to a very great extent. And as for Donald Trump himself, I have to say this, he has made every conceivable mistake in this matter. He has picked all the wrong people. He has failed to insist on declassification. He has been unable, or proved unable, to break through this thing, despite all the facts being there in his favor. I mean, this should have been an absolutely straightforward thing for him to do. As president, he has the right to declassify anything. And yet, he was continuously persuaded against doing so, which is a most extraordinary thing. And as you rightly say, leaving it all to the last few days, after, when he ceases to become president, is a sign that ultimately on this he failed. But Donald Trump and his problems are one thing. What this thing exposes about the nature of the American political system, well, that is another. It's much more serious, and it shows what a difficult place the American Republic is now in.
Yeah, I agree. We'll end the video there. I kind of changed my mind now from the beginning. I kind of wish he didn't release these. You know why? Because to me, it just kind of shows, I mean, yes, I want to read it and I want to see what's in it. But to me, it just kind of shows that they could have released this anytime within his 4-year tenure. And they waited for the last days to do it. So I kind of wish that he didn't release it and just said, well, you know, I couldn't release it because of blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It kind of, you know, the fact that he's releasing it now, kind of, you sit there and you say, why didn't you do this a year or two ago, man? I mean, come on. You know, it's like, anyway.
Well, I get to push back a little on that. I agree about Donald Trump. I agree that he failed completely. But having said that, I'm still pleased that these documents are being published, if only because I think we should know. I mean, you know, I'd rather that we actually had it there in black and white and we knew for a fact what had happened. Even if those of us who are interested in this topic are very, very few now, and we mustn't expect any important political consequences to flow from it.
Nothing's, they'll censor the word Russiagate soon, and they'll just, if they even need to at this point anymore.
Well,
they even need to. This will be so easy for them to bury.
Absolutely, you know, but they are. And anybody who has any expectations of Russiagate should now put them aside. There is no way that Durham is going to do anything much. And frankly, as I said, I'm far from convinced that he's going to remain in charge of an investigation, or that there will even be an investigation for very long. I expect that pretty soon, within the next few weeks, Joe Biden will sack him and close the investigation down, and that will be the end of the matter.
Sack what? We don't even know if he's a real person.
Well, there we go.
We don't even know if he really exists. Him and Mifsud. No one knows.
Well, there we go. I mean, it could very well turn out that, as I said, nothing will be announced and we won't hear anything. And it'll be a little bit like, you know, what used to happen in Russia in the 1930s. Yeah. Someone was there and one day, and then they were not. And nobody talked anymore about him. And it was as if he never existed. And
like two photos of the guy on the internet, like two, exactly. That's it. Exactly. I mean.
And for all we know, he never did exist. And with some of the kind of things that are taking place nowadays, I mean, it's so easy to, you know, make people disappear. But, you know, especially if they never existed, that, you know, it wouldn't be difficult, I think, just to shut this whole thing down entirely. So, you know, but having said that, the truth does matter. And it's good that we know it, even if, as I said, it's there's nothing very much we can do about it now. You know, in 10, 20, 30 years, these documents might start to become important again, though from a historian's point of view, no longer, I think, as part of active politics. Call them a record in the decline and fall of the Republic.
Yeah, I think you may have summed it up pretty well with that last sentence, unfortunately. It just shows how off the wheels things have become when the entire country goes to hell in order to protect Hillary Clinton.
Well, this is the other thing. I mean, who was Hillary Clinton to deserve all this protection? It does seem a most extraordinary state of affairs. And in fact, it does beg many questions, because it suggests that Hillary Clinton was up to all kinds of things in which lots of people must have been implicated. I mean, that, I don't think I'm saying anything that would surprise anyone. But I mean, that seems to me the only explanation as to why there was this extraordinary desire both to push her in the White House and also to protect her when she didn't get there.
All right, we'll leave it there. Guys, Durant Shop, BitChute, Parler. Check out all this stuff. Durant Shop, and we'll leave it there.
Well, not
BitChute's a Parler. BitChute Gab, Rumble, Minds, what else? Odyssey.
And also please remember, you know, to support us through Subscribestar, Patreon, and PayPal. And of course, don't forget our wonderful shop. The wonderful things you get there are amazing magic mugs. This one with the flag of the United States, flag which is still flying, and one mustn't lose sight of that. It's still there, still something that people can take pride in. And of course, also our shirts, our sweatshirts, like the one I'm wearing now, our hat, our wonderful hoodies, all those great things. And please also check out our other channels, my channel, Alex's channel. You will find links under this video.
All right. Take care, everybody.